Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get right into it. I've been pretty consistent with this. To the victor go the spoils. I've been pretty consistent with this. You win, you're the first one in. So we're going to start with the Mets, the Make It Happen Mets. There's nothing to troll. There's nothing to make fun of. There's nothing to laugh at. Let the good times roll in Queens. I'm serious. The fans are showing up. They're breaking records. The fans are showing up. They're throwing garbage on the field. They're running on the field. Okay, I see. That's a little bit of a troll joke. But you know what I'm saying. The Mets are winning. That's 5 games in a row. Coming off a sweep. The Make It Happen Mets. Why did I start calling them the Make It Happen Mets? In 2022, I felt like there were so many games that were stale or stagnant where you didn't feel like anything was going to happen, and then they made it happen. They never say die. They imposed their will. And, I mean, they did that Saturday night. They did that again tonight. So the Mets win 2-0. It's another shutout this year. Their pitching is way ahead of their hitting, and that's good. Jeremy Hefner's laboratory. It's a legit thing. And Stearns, he prides himself in building a bullpen and being able to pitch. They're the best in baseball. There's multiple people talking about it. It's not a secret. It is early, but they rank first in every category, and they added to that today, putting up zeros. And when you're not so sure about the starting pitching, but the bullpen is nails, overall you can get by with your offense not being what you expect it to be. Overall, you can get by with your lineup not clicking the way that they're supposed to click. And I mean, like, Juan Soto is going to be Juan Soto. He might not be hitting the ball out of the ballpark, but he's got a 10-game on-base streak. He drove in one today. Lindor, let me not skip over Lindor. Lindor with 15,000 hits. Lindor with his energy leading off, starting the game. It's impactful. It's real. Him getting on base, knowing that he's got the big bats coming behind him to drive him in. I mean, it's a recipe for success. It's a recipe for winning. You can go 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. I think it was one point late in the game I heard Howie say that. I think it was going into the eighth. Get the win, you know. Guy like Jose Siri comes into the game. He's a burner. He steals a base. Next thing you know, he's scoring, going from second to home on a single. So the Mets are winning at home. They haven't lost since they've come back to Queens. And I haven't said this name yet, but you got to thank this guy, Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso brought the vibes. Pete Alonso saved the day coming out of Miami. Just think about how different the feeling would have been opening day if you lost to the Marlins. You got to handle the Marlins. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is standard. That has to happen. I know what happened to the Braves to start this season. I know what the Phillies are. They just stepped up to the Dodgers. What has to happen for the Mets, they cannot lose series to the Marlins. And tomorrow's game is moved up. I'm sure you guys have heard. If you haven't heard, with the weather, and we'll get to the Yankees in a minute, the Mets announced that the game, well, it's not tomorrow. Good morning. It's almost 12:30. The game has been moved up to 4:10 p.m. due to weather. It was originally 7:10, 3 hours earlier, 4:10 p.m. I still, you know, I'll say this. I don't think that's going to affect the crowd too much. It might be a little bit of a later arriving crowd, but Mets fans were there in the cold. I saw these young boys, some high schoolers out there with their shirts off. I mean, they're out there counting down the pitch clock like Giannis and Barclays. I remember being in Barclays Center when we had the clock for Giannis's free throws, and then Adam Silver made the Nets take that down. Because we were counting 10, 11, 12, 13. I think it's hilarious that the fans are out there counting down the pitch clock and getting guys off their game. Was it Sandlin the other night that came out of the bullpen for John Schneider and the Blue Jays? I told y'all the Blue Jays are frauds. And if you don't think I'm rooting for the Mets to sweep the Blue Jays, you don't understand how I watch the game. 888-808-1019. The Mets are winning. They're finding ways to win. They're pitching. Their pitching is ahead of their hitting, but it's cold outside. They're not making excuses for cold, rainy games. They're going out there handling business in front of packed houses, sold-out crowds, and they find another way to win tonight. And you'll take it, especially early on in the season. What a difference a year makes. This year feels nothing like last year. What a difference a year makes. Mendoza's second year on the job. Guys like Lindor leading the way. They know they got to start fast. They know they got to start early. Guys like Jesse Winker being back. What a big weekend for him. You know, they know that there are expectations now. They know that the fans are coming out to the ballpark because Steve Cohen put it out there. Hey, we expect to see you. So, yeah, you know, guys like Brett Beatty aren't beating the allegations of quadruple A. He's struggling, but you can overcome it. A guy like Mark Viento struggled a little bit, but he's coming out of it. They have the best pitching in baseball. No team has a better ERA from their pitching staff. They rank first in pretty much every category. We'll go through them. You can go to Fangraphs. You can go to wherever you go. They are getting it done. And, yeah, shout out to Pete Alonso again. Two things with Pete Alonso. Congrats to him and his wife. They are expecting their first child. So now you're going to get dad strength polar bear. And you know what? Vladimir Guerrero Jr., as much as some Mets fans, cheered him on opening day, and as much as Steve Cohen spoke about him in spring training when people asked about that situation, the Toronto Blue Jays heard all of that, and they said, no, we're going to get it done. And I know Friday I was on, I said I thought it would get done because they weren't that far apart, and they took care of Alejandro Kirk. And I'm like, if they got the money to take care of Alejandro Kirk, they're not about to pay somebody else on the team after they did all that with this man. You know, Vladdy is a Canadian-born player from his pops playing with the Montreal Expos. And, you know, Vladdy is a guy that I think they overpaid for, but they had to because nobody wants to take their money. They were in on Ohtani for over $700 million. They were in on Juan Soto for over $700 million. There were rumors that they were in on Pete Alonso. Well, that dream is dead. And you know what I always say? The universe never unconnects, man. All this was supposed to happen. There were so many people talking about, oh, we don't need Pete Alonso. Oh, what if Pete signs with the Blue Jays and he comes here on a... No. No, you need that guy. But yeah, shout out to Vladdy. 14 years? $500 million? Good for him. But it changes the marketplace now. It changes free agency now. I did see my guy Dan Bartles put out there a quote from Steve Cohen in regards to Pete, the polar bear. Basically saying about an extension with Pete, we're open to it. I hope Pete has a tremendous season. That would be great for the Mets, certainly for him. Hopefully that means we can figure out a way to extend the arrangement. We'll worry about it when we worry about it. Now, I remember last week, some hosts on The Fan worrying about it being a catch-22. And I got on to say there is no catch-22. You want Pete Alonso to have the best year ever. You want him to go get the home run record. You want to have a whole festival party celebration when he breaks that record. And then you want him to keep hitting home runs. You want him to have so good of a year that you do have some difficult conversations. And you know what? Pete is more inclined, especially now with having a kid. He's more inclined. He's not going to go anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's definitely not going to Toronto now. But, like, he wants to be a Met, and if he has a banner year and test free agency, sure, somebody else is going to go out there and drive the price up, but hey, reminder, you have the richest owner in the sport. If he wants the guy, he's going to get him. He's going to be back. So these are all good things. 888-808-1019. Shout out to Max Kranick, too. I've been listening a lot to Howie Rose call the game, and, you know, they tell his story a bit. I'm big on fandom. I'm big on stories. I think it's amazing for a kid to root for a team and then grow up and play for that team. The Yankees have a few guys like that, and we'll transition into talking about the Yankees. Do you want the good news first or the bad news first with the Yankees? Good news? Oh, good news is Adam Ottavino's back. Bad news is Adam Ottavino's back, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He might be gone. They're saying Ian Hamilton might be activated, whatever. Right now with the Yankees, I'll say this. You got to win that game to sweep the Pirates before you go into freezing conditions in Michigan and lose that game with Carlos Rodon on the mound, and then here comes Tarek Skubal. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got to find a way to win that game. And I appreciate that they have a rally in their bones and that they never say die and they fight in the ninth inning and the bottom of the order is hitting. But there's already been so many little mistakes. And there's so much, you know, that we can say about torpedo bats and the offense. They have the number one offense in baseball and how they're performing. Coming off of last year, you know what the narrative is going to be about defense and pitching and little mental issues that the Yankees have. And they've got to tighten up. They've got to tighten up. 888-808-1019. I know it's early, but before you know it, it's not early. And these games count in April as much as they count in September. You need them. You need them. And don't look now. The division is going to be on our heels. 888-808-1019. So I understand what we're going to talk about with the Yankees today, going into Michigan where they also changed the start time, freezing cold temperatures. You're out there watching a snow baseball game in the middle of the day. You know, Judge is out there wearing the Pooh Shiesty mask. You guys know Pooh Shiesty? When you're on Yankees Twitter and they're saying Shiesty Judge or Wells and Jazz, they're wearing a Shiesty mask, Pooh Shiesty. Go look up Pooh Shiesty. Or don't. It's really just a ski mask. It's really just a Nike ski mask. I got one. 888-808-1019. So these guys are cold. And you know what? They've fallen victim to the weather. Think about the games when the weather's good, right? That Saturday game when it was 77 in the Bronx, 9 homers, 20 runs. A game like this, I knew they were a wrap. And you know what? I was looking at one guy. As these guys all have, you know, their Nike dry fit, their Pooh Shiesty mask, and like Under Armour, whatever, gloves. They're all bundled up in Michigan. Shout out to DJ LeMahieu back with the team because he's from Michigan. A little homecoming for him. Carlos Rodon comes out there, who's normally the sweatiest guy on the team, and he's just got the jersey on. He doesn't have an undershirt. He's just going thin jersey. Tough guy. And there's been plenty of times where I talk about Rodon that he wants to be this bulldog. He wants to be this tough guy, but his bark is always bigger than his bite. And he's going to be a Yankee for another 3 seasons after this. 6 years, $162 million. And as soon as I want to give him credit for his last start, like, yeah, you know, he battled through, he gave us some length. Yeah, he did that today. But there's just this negative vibe around Rodon's starts. I don't have any faith in him. And I feel like the team catches his vibe. He's always got this like look on his face. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, if you watch the game. So the whole thing we're going to talk about with this game is that third inning. And before I get into that, the umps in Major League Baseball are terrible. And I think they're going to be all-time bad this year because they know that this ABS system is on the way. They all started off spring training with an ABS system where they all got checked. I don't have the numbers on it. You should follow ump scorecards on Twitter and you'll see how bad these guys actually are on a night in, night out basis. I know they all have their own zones, but like their zones are traveling zones. They change. It's ridiculous. So with that being said, I say that to say this. Carlos Rodon, don't expect anything from these umpires. Don't expect them to give you anything. Right? They don't give Judge anything. Just this early on in the season, there's been at least 8 balls that were called strikes on Judge where I'm like, there's no way, yo. There's no way. This guy's 6'7". I said the other night, I wish I could bet on FanDuel over under missed calls by the umpire. I hit every night. I'm taking the over. It's egregious. It happened in Yankee Stadium. I don't know if it was Malachi Moore. I hate looking at the box score and going to look for the home plate ump's name. I don't want to know these guys' name. They're not even supposed to be seen. They're supposed to officiate the game. But anyway, if I know that and you know that, Carlos Rodon, you got to know that, bro. And then when you show up, the ump talking about, that's bad, that's bad. Hand on your hips, throwing a hissy fit. What do you expect? What do you expect? That's on you. And, you know, I was watching the rap. I watched, obviously, Yes Network. I was watching the rap on MLB.com. You know how they say, like, you can watch the, like, post-game rap. And they cut audio from the Detroit announcer. I'm not sure who calls the Detroit games. I'm not that deep into it. But the Detroit announcer literally says, having watched Carlos Rodon in his time pitching for the Chicago White Sox, this is the kind of inning that can get under his skin. And that's exactly what happened. You walk the 8-hitter. You walk the 9-hitter. And then you've got this, like, puss on your face and this look about yourself where, like, you got to get it together, bro. They're not giving you anything. And then, you know, Ibanez, 3-run bomb, and it's freezing cold out there, and these guys haven't had a day off, and I'm not making excuses for them, but just, like, you can't let that happen. You can't let that happen. Like, I don't know. Ben Rice getting picked off. Cabrera had an error. There's just little things like that in the game. I'm like, these guys are cold. Baseball is a hard game to play in the freezing cold like that. It's hard to hit the ball. Jazz striking out again. How does Jazz catch Rafael Devers and have more strikeouts? Jazz has the second most strikeouts in Major League Baseball, 19. Come on, buddy. And he's always barking at the umps. He's always turning around checking the umps. These umps are not giving you a thing. I mean, a few years back, it was Yankees versus the umps. Wasn't that long ago that Gardy was banging on the dugout because the umps were so bad. And, I mean, Boone has relaxed. Boone does not want to be the guy getting tossed, known for getting ejected. He wants his numbers to come down because he's been tossed so much. But I don't know, man. That whole game was right there. The Yankees did not hit enough. Even the runs that they scored, they had a couple gifts. And, yeah, I mean, they lose. 888-808-1019. So let's talk Mets. Let's talk Yankees. And if you want to sprinkle anything in from the weekend, that Duke game. You know what's even more incredible? Like, I don't even like the show White Lotus. My wife makes me watch it on Sunday nights. I'm so glad it's over because I'm usually like I don't know. If you've listened to me, I told you I watch sports. I can't watch streaming shows. Like, fake reality does not keep my attention. Like, these random people in Thailand and all these. I'm so happy to not know these characters anymore. But as I'm half asleep watching the show last night, I'm like, yo, the dad has the Duke shirt, and that family, like, you know, the son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, like, they went to Duke. They're from North Carolina. And then the black lady, her son, you know, they start talking, and he's talking about how he went to University of Houston for business. I'm like, there's no way they scripted this where the day after we watch Houston beat Duke, they have it. Of course they did. They didn't shoot that this weekend. I'm like, that's just universe never unconnects. And then the girl with the teeth, with the buck teeth and the SpongeBob gap, she says the universe never unconnected or something like that. I'm like, yo, see? I had the Leonardo DiCaprio point at the TV. I'm like, see? She's using my stuff. Universe never unconnects. Let's talk sports. Keep McPherson on the fan. It's 888-808-1019 if you want to get on the line. Taking your calls on the Mets and the Yankees. I really think that's all we're going to have time for. We don't have to talk about the Rangers, the Devils. The Devils had to get some payback. We don't have to talk about that. We'll talk about the Mets. They're rolling, and you got to tip your cap to the way that they're getting it done with all the pressure and all the hype and all the expectations, and the fans are showing up. And the Yankees, as much as they're the Bronx Bombers, as much as they have the best player in the game, the Yankees have some weaknesses in this rotation. Clark Schmidt will be back. But you saw, you know, Marcus Stroman over the weekend. And we can talk a little bit about the games over the weekend as well. But I want to break so we can get to you guys. I already see the calls loading up. You know the number to dial. Keith McPherson on the fan. I will be right back. The rivalry is fun. Some people take it too far. I'm talking about Mets versus Yankees. You know, Queens versus the Bronx. Yankee fans versus Mets fans. It's fun, especially when both teams are good and the energy is this jacked up and, like, Howie plays it well, right? Howie will crack a joke or Howie will tell a story, and then he'll bring it back around and he'll say, "You're not getting this from Dave and Susan," and I laugh every single time. Like, that is just his way of leaning into the rivalry, because we're all, you know, competing for the same real estate. You know, we're all right next to each other. Mets, Yankees, this one's better. Big brother, little brother nonsense going on. Juan Soto chants, Yankees suck chants. There were plenty of Yankees suck chants in Queens tonight. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. So some of you guys take it a little too far. But I think there are a lot of people in this back and forth rivalry that get it, that it's all fun and games. This is entertainment. This is sport. Mets versus Yankees. Howie's one of them. So I wanted to give a nod to him with that. I'm sure he has a relationship with Dave Sims and Susan Waldman and probably likes them both. But when he gets an opportunity to tell a story or crack a joke, he'll bring it around by saying, "You're not getting this from Dave and Susan," talking about, "Hey, we got a better broadcast." I'm sure Gary, Keith, and Ron think they have a better broadcast than Michael Kay with Paul O'Neill, Michael Kay with Flash, Michael Kay with whoever Michael Kay is with. So 888-808-1019. Bobby is in Belmore. He's first on the Fan.
The Yankees could have actually lost this series with Skeens with Skeens never pitched. That's one of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah, they dodged Skeens. Here comes Tarek Skubal. They got lucky.
Yeah, right. Well, they didn't get lucky tomorrow. But the Mets, yes, they have real good pitching. But you know who's the worst clutch hitting team in the league right now? It's the Mets.
They're leaving everybody on base, yes. But they're able to overcome it because their bullpen is giving up nothing. They can win 2-0. They can win 2-1.
Yeah, and that's just and when the hitting will get better, you know, when the weather gets warmer.
Like exactly.
Now, I want to talk about, I know you told me, you know, not talk about hockey, but I have to talk about, because I grew up with the Islanders, Ovechkin. Now, I think a better comparison, they compare with Gretzky, but I think a better comparison would be with Mike Bossy. I mean, I know it's before your time. I went to Hofstra, so I lived through that in the 80s, and I graduated in 85, and Mike Bossy averaged 0.75 goals per game, the highest in the history of the NHL. He had 9 straight 50-goal seasons, the highest in the NHL history, again. One bested one by Gretzky. Yeah, obviously, he played on 4 cups and all that, 19 straight series. But even as a defensive, I know Ovechkin is very physical. Extremely, and he actually has 250 more hits to break the record for most hits by a player. But, you know, Bossy actually became a real good defensive player. The reason why Bossy was drafted 15th, and everybody passed him, including Rangers, they drafted Lucien Drevois, because he wasn't a real defensive player. But Al Arbor, being a genius, said, well, we could teach him how to play defense. That's why he didn't get drafted, though he wasn't tough enough, his defense. But those offensive skills, those are God-gifted. And Al Arbor made him into such a good defensive player, he actually killed him penalties towards the end of that Stanley Cup run. And, so I think people, even Gretzky overlooked, Gretzky was saying, Gordie Howe to Bobby Orr to himself, Messier. You know, I understand Bossy actually played with the second greatest, maybe the second or third, between him and Messier, Brian Trottier. Messier might be the second and third greatest centers of all time. But, I mean, people overlook Bossy. I know he played 10 seasons because of his back issues.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. I don't have the time to do. I respectfully gave you some run there. We just don't have the time to talk. It wasn't even Ovechkin. If you wanted to talk Ovechkin, we can't run through history and who's the greatest and who's the GOATs tonight. I don't have the time. I don't. People are trying to talk about the Mets. Rich is in Newark on the Fan. Rich, what you got?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? I just want to start off by saying I'm a big fan. I actually heard your bars the other day. Not gonna lie, you're pretty good at freestyling. You should continue.
Yeah, I gotta find a little alleyway somewhere to cipher with some people in New York City. You know, but once in a while, I like to sprinkle some into my show on the Fan.
Yeah, that was great. But I also do want to. I'm a Mets fan. I do want to start off by saying I don't know if I'm like too premature by saying. Like, I'm super excited about, like, the way that we're starting.
You're allowed to feel that way. You're supposed to feel that way. That's what we waited for. Like, go on.
Our pitching is giving me flashbacks of 2006 because we had veteran pitchers in our pitching staff in 2006, and we started off pretty great. You know, like, the Mets only allowed 22 runs through 10 games, which is the best in franchise history through the first 10 games, which is more than you could say at this time last year, correct? You know, like, I don't want to be in September scratching and clawing through, you know, trying to climb a wall with my nails.
Don't worry
like
about September. Enjoy being 7-3 now. Enjoy a winning streak now.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fact that, like, your pitching is so far ahead of the hitting, and you know you have hitters. You know you have people coming back. You know, right now, you're playing without Luis Torrens. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, you're getting by with Brett Beatty, and, like, the help is on the way. Feel excited about stealing these games 3-2, 2-1, 2-0.
Yes, I just want to add one more thing. I mean, I can't remember the last time I even... You know, like, we're doing this with a pitching staff that we don't even have a Cy Young a candidate on our you know, starting roster. It's not just our bullpen, it's our starters as well. You know what I mean?
Tyler McGill. Like, I just put my future bet on Tyler McGill, Cy Young. So far, so good.
All right. Well, one more thing before you cut me off. But so, quick question. So, Starling Marte is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I know we have to address our pitching staff, but we also have to address our outfielders. Do you think maybe is a possibility when Starling Marte leaves at the end of the season that we could make a run for Kyle Tucker?
Oh, now you're getting greedy, Rich. Thanks for the call. 888-808-119. Leave Kyle Tucker to the Yankees and the Yankee fans. You could make a run for anybody. Are the Cubs going to trade him? Is he going to want to play for the Mets if you offer him the bag like you offered Soto? Yeah. You know, that's something that came up in conversation now with Vladdy signing, right? Now Kyle Tucker rises to, you know, the top free agent in the offseason. I don't think the Yankees ever were really going to pursue Vladdy. I don't think the Mets really were either. You just, in theory, know that they could pay him. And with him turning down the original offers from the Blue Jays, many people thought, well, he saw what Juan Soto got. Let me tell you this, and let me tell you this now and for years to come, nobody is getting what Juan Soto got for a long time, for a very long time. That's why you're seeing all these extensions getting done. That's why you see some of these players like Jackson Merrill talking about. Nobody is touching that contract. That contract is going to stand for a long time. And I wouldn't, if you're an outfielder or if you're whatever, I wouldn't look at what Juan Soto got and ask for anything close to that. Juan Soto is Juan Soto. And Juan Soto is going to bang at some points. I wouldn't expect him to be, you know, right away, but he's still Juan Soto. When the Mets lineup gets going and the pitching is still there and you get help back, like, they're doing this without, you know, Alvarez is working his way back. Jeff McNeil is working his way back. Sean Manaea is working his way back. Deadnil Nunez. That's what, like, when I'm watching these games, I'm like, they are not even close to their final form, and they're starting to roll, and they're starting to have the energy and the fans behind them. They look like a good team. They look like a team that believes. They have a good manager. They have a good president of baseball operation. Like, you should be excited about that. Charles is in the Upper West Side on the fan. Go for it, Charles.
Yo, Keith, what up, my man?
What up?
Yo, people got to start putting some respect on David Stearns, man. They really got to. I got to tell you, bro, I called you up in the winter all pissed off, bro. I was wrong. I got to admit when I'm wrong, right?
That's okay. I think when we saw what he was with the Angels, we're like, Griffin Canning, for what? I forget who else was out on the market where we're like, you could have signed this guy. You went to get Griffin Canning? Hefner's Laboratory. Thanks for the call, Charles. Jeremy Hefner and this lab is a real thing. They're turning guys into the best versions of themselves. You got to trust it. I think Stearns has respect on his name, but I think, like any fan, you know, these signings happen in the offseason and you don't know. And if they're not flashy and they're not, like I said, I can't remember what other pitchers were still available. I'd have to go back and look at the transactions. Like, somebody else was available that the Mets could have got. And when they get Griffin Canning, it's like, oh, well, no, what are we doing, Griffin Canning? Good to have him now. You don't mind having him now. And even like Kodai Senga. You know, Kodai Senga's first outing, he faced the same lineup in Miami. And now his second outing faced the same team. what a difference a week makes. And then Sandy Alcantara, who a lot of Mets fans and Yankee fans are interested in, he's on paternity leave. These guys don't time this thing up right. Andrew's in Far Rockaway on the fan before we go to the break and the update. I got you in there. Go for it.
Hey, Keith. Just want to explain the Yankee Sox chant in the Mets Stadium tonight. It was in the eighth inning. Kid, I happen to know, with Yankee jersey and Yankee hat, he goes up to a bunch of Mets fans and starts like screaming, "Let's go Yankees." So everyone starts booing. And then guys start like throwing beers and water bottles at him. And the whole security thing, but that's why the Yankee Sox chant started.
Okay.
That started because of a Yankee fan that pulled up from that stadium.
Thank you for verifying that. In my notes, I have Yankee Sox chant breaks out again in the eighth. What about the sixth? Do you know what happened in the sixth that made the Yankee Sox chant break out?
Yeah, during like one of these games on Mets thing, it was like a Mets trivia thing, and the same kid goes in the background with his Yankees jersey and starts like screaming, "Let's go Yankees."
The balls on that guy after the Yankee game earlier today. That guy must have been drunk. Thanks for the call. I don't know, man. This is going to go on. And you know what? I've heard all of our hosts speak on it, other hosts speak on it, other people in here. You can't police fans. So don't get mad about it. And don't get on a microphone thinking that you can call for something. You can't. People pay for their tickets to go in there and do what they want to do. The audacity of a Yankees fan going to Queens tonight as the Mets are rolling, thinking that you can't do anything. You look dumb. Sit down, be humble. Actually, stay home or go there and dress neutral. But I'm saying, like, for people calling for the Juan Soto chance to stop or Yankee suck chance to stop, they'll never stop. Baseball is back. Both sides are good. This is New York. When the Yankees are out of town, Yankee fans go to Queens. When the Mets are out of town, there were clearly Mets fans wearing Juan Soto jerseys in Yankee Stadium. It is what it is. 888-808-1019. I've only got 1 hour left. Call me up. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back.